November 12th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, there is a difference between civil law and the laws of my Ten Commandments. Civil law says it is acceptable to kill the unborn. My commandment dictates, thou shalt not kill. Civil law protects every sort of slander as freedom of speech, while my commandments dictate you must be charitable towards your neighbor in thought, word, and deed. It is important to take note of this in your conscience. Do not presume because something is legal under civil law that it pleases me and conforms to my commandments. In order to be saved, your conscience must be free of any violation of my commandments. Do not look for acceptance and approval amongst men, but from me, your God and Creator. It is I you must answer to. Seek my approval, not your fellow man. Do not act in a way that serves the false god of popularity, but in ways which lead to your sanctification. I am always aware of your decisions in the world. I am the last and final judge you need to impress." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 3, 5 through 10. "Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Thus Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. So you see that it is men of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, 'In you shall all the nations be blessed.' So then, those who are men of faith are blessed with Abraham who had faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, 'Cursed be every one who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them.'" Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.